This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me.
You can find yourself wishing that your life looked like someone else's.
You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it's so true. It might look like someone has it all together on Instagram, but in reality, they probably don't. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I think that's what I love about therapy. You can just go to therapy for everything.
Everything and anything.
Any problem you have, no matter how big or small,
yeah,
it's going to help. If you're thinking of starting therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD. Go Loud. Welcome to Home or Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where you get to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. This week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark or Pennies, which has launched its fourth collection with international superstar and style icon Rita Ora for summer 2024.
I love when we say international superstar, we also say, and friend of Charlene.
Friend of mine. What would you call it? Bandmate.
Yeah.
Co-singer.
Love it. It's festival season, so this collection has the perfect pieces to embrace and focus on high summer festival styles. Think big ruffles, sheer dresses and statement accessories. They have gorgeous boots, hats, skirts. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed. I love
these coming up.
Yes.
I feel like that's just the vibe this year. Boho.
Boho chic.
With a bit of an edge.
Yeah, love it.
The range is inspired by the iconic, like we said, boho chic look and has been designed to be effortless and freeing with delicate tops, light fabrics and soft floral embroidery. And you can check out the Rita Ora Summer 24 collection in your nearest Pennies or Primark store right now. Rant of the week is where we get to give out about something. I love this.
I love this.
Just gets it off my chest.
Yeah.
Give out about something that's happened to us recently, something we are annoyed about and something that makes probably no sense to some people sometimes.
Mm.
Just a little irk.
Yeah, there are things sometimes that like would infuriate you, and like sometimes you think nobody else would be annoyed by this, but we know that a lot of people are annoyed by this. It's just something you don't really complain about.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just in your head.
Yeah.
My rant this week, I was on my way to Pilates the other day.
Mm-hmm.
7:30 in the morning it was. Very early, very tired. Eyes still not really open, driving down the road. And these three men in a van like beeped at me and were like wait, like not waving, but like, do you know, men being like, basically
7:30, not that any time matters,
not
but
that
like,
any time
what?
Matters. I'm literally just out of the fucking bed, like I'm just trying to go do my self-care
exercise,
morning,
yeah,
do my, sorry, it wasn't even, it was 6:30 in the morning. Because my class starts at 7:00.
Jesus.
6:30 a.m. on the M50, and they're fucking catcalling.
I hear
me awake.
Would you be
and with? I literally went, I gave them a finger.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good girl.
They were just like, and I goes, what? And I goes, well, I can't, they couldn't hear me. I made the, I said it like, and I goes,
I could just see you driving down the road.
And after I done, I was like, what? I was like, I never give fingers. Like, I just have to do, sometimes you just have to give it.
And they just drive off.
It was just in the moment, I would just, the finger just popped up.
Like, what did they expect
ever
you
say,
to do?
You ever say something really mean, like, not to someone, it's usually like in my head or something. I'm like,
why did I just say that?
Oh my God, that's terrible. But it just has to come out.
No, usually I just, convince myself that I'm entitled to say that. Not entitled.
Oh, that finger was in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That I'm allowed to say it.
Imagine though, I then get the fear afterwards. I'm like, what if like, I know one of them and they're just running away or something like that. Or like, imagine someone texting me like, Charlene, that was fucking me in the van.
Like, if you,
and I'm like,
yeah, if you picked it up wrong, like, no.
No, I don't, I didn't.
No, you
know,
didn't.
Girls know when it's that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When it's not meant in a nice.
Like, did they want you to stop and like, hi, what's your name?
Hang on, I'll pull over. No one likes that. No, it was three of them sitting in the front of the van.
At 6:30 a.m.
6:30 in the morning.
No, take a day off.
Hair is scraped back to my skull. Like, I literally was like that. Nothing. Anyway.
No.
That was my rant for the week.
Mine, again, is driving. We love a driving rant.
Yeah.
But mine is when you're, it happened to me the other day and I was panicking, going to lose my job. One of those situations. Yeah. I was trying to parallel park. Where was I? I was in Selbridge. I don't know where it was. Maynooth or something. I was trying to parallel park on a road. Kilcock I was in. There we go. And trying to parallel park and a car was really close behind me. So like, you know the way when you're parallel parking back into a space, you obviously have to pass the space.
Yeah.
So I put my indicator on, like, to pass the space a little bit, put my indicator on, put my reverse lights on to reverse back into it. But he was too far up for me to reverse back into it. And then I'm panicking. And then I'm in the car with three other people and they're like, you're grand, go on. And then I'm sweating. And then everybody's and then you're shouting just, at me again. Like, and I'm like, I can't do it. I have to go around again.
Did you just go around?
Yeah, I just left it then. I was like, oh, fuck off.
No.
I nearly feel like it's more embarrassing. Like you go to do it and then they know she's not going to do that.
Yeah, she's not going to do it.
So
and you know they're silent. You just
you just have to drive away with your tail between your legs. Well,
could that car not move back?
Yeah. I'm like, move. Can you not see me trying? And then I think he went into that one.
That's why he's trying to block it.
I was just like, oh, I hate when you're trying to take your time parking in somewhere and somebody is just making it difficult for you.
He just wanted the space. I hate
just
parallel parking in general.
I know.
That's its own rant.
I'm good on the right. I can parallel park into the right, into the left. Not happening.
I think I'm better on the right too. It's because you can see.
Is that what?
Yeah.
And you're closer to the road or something.
Yeah.
Do it on the right, can't do it on the left.
I've done it on the left, but I need a lot of space to be able to do it. My car's long, in fairness to it.
I just really struggle trusting those cameras on a car.
I trust them.
I don't.
I trust them until like, beep, 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 beep. Like, no. That means I'm actually going to crash.
I trust my eyes more.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's because I think this is my first car that I've had the cameras though. So like I've always just been so used to just judging it myself and just looking in the mirrors.
Yeah, true.
So opening the door, seeing how close you are.
Yeah.
But
nothing worse than that sound when your alloy gets...
Don't talk.
Mine are all fucked. Every single last one of them. Honestly, if you agree with either of our rants or you want to send in your own and have your input, you can let us know on an email. Our email is homeidrink@goloudnow.com. You can also follow us on Instagram. It's homeidrinkpod. And we always ask for like little inputs there.
Mm-hmm.
Every week we need your help with dilemmas and different segments and stuff. So definitely follow us there if you don't already.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
This is a dilemma segment, but it's a little bit different from our main episode because it's called If I Was You. And it's where we get to give you very honest, not on the fence advice about what exactly we would do in your situation.
We can't say, you could do either this or this. It has to be cutthroat.
These are all sent into our email. Again, it's homeydrink@goloudnow.com. And this is If I Was You for this week. Hey birds, I love the pod. You give the best advice and I love listening to all the dilemmas each week. I have a dilemma that I don't necessarily want to speak to my family or friends about as I don't want bad opinions forming. So I said I would ask ye.
I love ye. I wish
some people said that. Me and my boyfriend have been together for nearly 2.5 years now. Everything is great and we barely ever have major arguments other than small bickers that all couples have. When we first started seeing each other, I noticed that he had another Instagram account added his profile under a random name with no picture or posts. I would never go through a partner's phone, but this obviously alarmed me at the time. I checked to see if there's any other messages or any interactions that I should be concerned about, but he was following nobody of concern, nor was there any other DMs or likes. The account was signed up under his own personal email, so I knew it was him who'd set up the account under a random name. At the time, I didn't confront him over it because there was nothing dodgy on the account, so I just kind of forgot about it. Something in me recently just got the urge to look up the account to see if anything had changed, but it hadn't. However, a few days later, I checked it again as it was playing on my mind and the account had switched to private. The name of the account had changed and it was now being followed by his closest friends. There was also a new bio added to his account which had his dream college course and the county in which he only told me recently he might be going to for his master's. I'm so confused on what I should do because it's probably an account used for very harmless reasons, but at the same time, the thought of my boyfriend having a fake account with a fake identity just doesn't sit well with me. I would love some advice on what you think I should do. Thank you so much.
What?
It was now followed by one of his closest friends.
Are they plotting something together?
How did she find the... She found it by going... I don't know if she went on his phone, but she noticed he had another Instagram account. I don't know if she'd went straight on that.
Like, is he already planning his life ahead in this county in the college that he wants to go to? Like, do you know what I mean? Is this something to do with that?
That's so weird. I think, you know, when you get people you may know on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
you should screenshot the page and be like, this just came up on people. I know, because it's not his name.
The fact it's a fake name, now I'd have to say, that would irk me.
I know.
Why have you got a fake name? Now, maybe it's like, I always, benefit of the doubt, I always like to think the best in people, but like something like that could be, I don't know, something to do with college, or like if he's, I don't know, like, do you know what I mean? If
the fake name is getting me, I keep forgetting. Yeah,
why is it? Why is it a fake name?
I think that's a dodge, major red flag.
Red flag.
Yeah, I would say it. I think,
or it could be like if he's on Hinge or something, or Tinder or something, on a fake name in and put his location as the county that he potentially is moving to. I'm just thinking the worst here.
That's very true.
Do you know what I mean? You got Instagram, but I don't. You really use it. This is it.
I just don't see how this could be in any way anything that's not dodgy.
Yeah.
Because what? I can't think of one excuse that he could possibly say that makes you be like, oh, that makes sense. Like the fake name itself.
But even if it is, if it was something harmless, you think he'd tell her about it? Like, do you know what I mean? If it was something to do with a job or something, that conversation would have came up where he would have said, like,
well, surely come here. Fake name to a job either.
Yeah, true. Everything boils back to the fake name.
Yeah, it's giving...
Red flag.
Red, absolutely red flag.
I'd have to bring it up.
Bring it up.
What way?
Why have you got a fake page?
He'd be like, how'd you see that? Why'd you find that seat there? Like, to just throw it back on you that you're the problem because you found it.
But could you make a white lie and be like, I got a notification that your number made this account or something.
Yeah, or an email.
Because even if he's like, no, you didn't, you can be like, yeah, I did. How else do I know about it?
I wonder if you type someone's email address into Instagram, does it come up pages there?
I don't think so.
That'd be a good one.
That'd be good. That'd be too good. All the fake pages will get caught then. I think say it to him, whether you want to say to him straight, be like, look, I found it, or just say, I got a notification to say that one of your contacts.
Oh,
say
yes.
It was him. Because that actually does happen.
Does it? One of your contacts is on Instagram?
Do you ever? No, but it tells you who. Remember happened to me before? Someone made like a page or something. It was like, someone like, I don't know, let's call her Ellie. Ellie is now an Instagram user, and then it's like, tells you the username.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if it still happens, but yeah.
You need to say it to him.
Say it to him like that, or else just be like, look, I'm about to find your page. What's the story?
Mm. The fake name is blinking red flags.
And please let us know what
happened.
I need to know. Either he's going to come up with some mastermind of excuse or else he's going to complain about something or other. I don't want to scare you too much, but I just don't see how that could be not harmful.
I think be prepared for potentially a bad outcome.
Yeah, or him being defensive about it. I feel like if he is defensive and it's like, oh, like that's kind of given guilty as
that he's something. Hiding something.
Yeah. You can send in your dilemma or first world problem or rant into homewardrink@goloudnow.com and we will get to all of your dilemmas. And if you haven't got them on the main episode or here, just make sure you listen to both. I always think, like, what people are missing their dilemmas if they don't listen to both?
They just gotta listen to both.
But yeah, we will chat to you next week. New episodes. Oh, sorry, talk to you on Wednesday.
Yes,
for our main episode. New episodes Home and Drink Extra Juice come out every Monday, and our main episodes are on Wednesdays. Thank you so much to Pennies for sponsoring the episode. Don't forget to check out the Rita Ora Summer 24 collection in your nearest Pennies or Primark store now. Is so stunning. Nice.
Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you are listening to this on right now. And we will talk to you on Wednesday, birds.
Talk to you soon, birds.
Love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.